Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily Christian reflection from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. Would you believe that tomorrow is our 50th episode? Remember, you can listen to these on Spotify, as well as reading and listening to them on the St. Mary's Reigate website. The Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 15 to 16. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When we get to know Jesus better, we start to think like Jesus. Practically speaking, this is what it looks like to be slowly transformed by God. When we become Christians, even the best of us have some rough edges still. We might be quite selfishly motivated or prone to getting angry and losing control when we do. Slowly, though, as we spend time with Jesus, his Holy Spirit begins to work at those rough edges. We become kind of refined. This isn't some kind of higher state of being that we can achieve by ourselves. It's not like mindfulness or meditation. It's not about following a list of rules or principles that will guarantee personal growth. You can't just follow the Jesus plan and become Christ-like in 40 days. Paul is quoting the prophet Isaiah here when he asks, "Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him?" And what he's trying to point out is that God's mind isn't like a system that you can hack and adapt for your own ends. Instead, it's something which captivates us and persuades us of a better way of living. In fact, I wonder if on a scientific level, we actually experience our brains being rewired, new neurological pathways being opened up by the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Spirit who transforms the brains that we're born with into brains which have the mind of Christ. To borrow another example from science, it's like the moment we become Christians and receive the Holy Spirit, we're given a good kind of virus, a healthy bacteria which works its way slowly through our heads. So what does that enable us to do? Paul answers that question in the first part of this little reading. The person with the Spirit, he says, makes judgments about all things. That doesn't mean that we go around judging people, spotting and stopping sin wherever we find it, but it does mean that we're able to see situations with wisdom and discernment. When we think like Jesus, we access that part of our brain where he's already set up camp. We're able to access a divine level of thinking and problem solving. What an amazing gift to be able to think a little bit like God himself does. And there's nothing particular that we can do in order to receive that gift, apart from spending more time with him. The takeover is automatic when we just spend time in his presence. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. God, I thank you for the gifts of wisdom and discernment, of being able to think just a little bit like you. I pray that you would draw me into your presence and give me the mind of Christ so that I would be equipped to handle any and every situation. Amen. There's now a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments of quiet. May not actually have been that quiet today, I'm sorry. Each day, we provide you on Orbit with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. Here's today's challenge. The point of today's reading is that while God wants us to receive the gift of his wisdom, there's nothing much that we can actually do to get it. Simply, we spend more time in his presence, asking him to fill us with his Spirit. So that's today's challenge. Spend a little bit of time asking God to fill you again with his Holy Spirit and simply take a few minutes in prayer, silence, or listening to worship music just to be with him. That's it for another Orbit. I'm away at the moment recording in a slightly busy office in Luton. Bizarrely, the voice you might have heard during the quiet there was Mr. Ollie Brown from the Satellites team. If you want to get in touch about Orbit or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. But we will be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow, number 50. So thanks for taking part today.